Okay, follow from the Gemara. So going back on the first chumrah that we have, the mile that we have of Kaddish over Truma, that you can't be tovel two kelim one inside of the other. The Kaddish my time alone. Why can't we do that for Kaddish? Omer Rabbi Elo, b'nei shekvedo shel kli choytzitz. The weight of the inner kli creates a potential chatzitza, that the place where the inner kli sits on the bottom of the outer kli, its weight will press down and prevent the water from going there under the inside kli. So you didn't totally travel the inner kli or the outer kli, because they weren't both totally surrounded by water. And this, so the Gabi, in regards to Chumma, we assume that is...
the mikveh itself is not a kli per se.
The mikveh specifically, they cannot be correct.
What?
Mikveh can't be a kli. So, we'll say, we'll assume that probably things will be okay, but Gabi Kaddish, we're worried about this possibility. Morris says, what's the problem
what
with
it? What do you mean it'll be okay with Truma? I mean, you just assume that there'll be some floating or, and there won't be a chatzitza?
Correct.
Okay.
So Morris says, but the problem is with this shot of Rabbi Elo, so it means basically we're saying that we have a situation where Mikra did it's probably not a chatzitza, but the Gabi Kaddish were Machmer. So that really is the same idea. Is the case of the knot. So a knot is theoretically could be a chatzitza. If it be tied too tight, it would be considered a chatzitza. But in the case it was a regular knot, so the water gets inside. The Gabi Kaddish Ramachron would say that you know what, it's refreshing that it was tied too tight, it's chatzitza. In regards to Chumma, we're not cautious for that. So this idea of potential chatzitzas are problematic, really is a mila which he said later on. All of the other milas, which we discussed in the Mishnah, that Kaddish has over Truma, each one really was an independent halachic area which Chazal were concerned about. But this is really two of the same kind. The case of the Sefer is chatzitza. The Reisha Labishim chatzitza. We would assume the problem in the ratio is not a chatzitza problem. The Tani Sefer, we said in the Sefer, we look at midas a kaddish midas a truma. Shabbat kaddish matir uman give umatvil v'halkach kasher v'shuma kasher v'halkach matvil. So it indicates that that's a concern of chatzitza, and we assume that the different milas we're listed over here are basically not repetition one of the other. Just you know, say that chatzitzas are a problem. Mor says reisha b'sefer mishum chatzitza. No, both of them are chatzitza problems. Mitzricha, I need to tell you both of the case of the ratio of the two one kale instead of the other, and both the case of the sefer of the knot. The yeshmina ratio. If I would just say the ratio, have a minute, I had no time over there in the case of the ratio, the Kurdish law that we do not allow it for Kurdish. The ika, there's the weight of the kli. That's what we have here in the Gemara. Some move the word the ika before it's critical. The ika critical kli. I will say for the leka critical kli, but the case of the sefer where it doesn't have that weight. Or it's the case of the sefer, the case of the shira, which doesn't have that element. I would say that maybe even in the case of the kshira, maybe kaddish, we're not machmer every single chatzitza. We're machmer specifically because of the weight over here. We shouldn't say for having a minah hundred times into the kaddish aloy. Mishum the kitra. B'maya aduki mehadik. The nature of a knot is when it gets wet, it gets tighter. So that even though the knot isn't a, if the cable is totally tight, it is a problem. The case was loose. Because our machmer, when it came to Kodesh, we said, you know what? Let's be concerned that the knot will get tight and that it will be a real chatzitza. Alvaresha, the maya akfuye makvile lamana. The nature of water is that it moves the keli around and it makes it float. So therefore, we'll have a chatzitza. Therefore, it's not considered a chatzitza because the water will go where it has to go. Therefore, tzricha, we need to tell you both the case of the reisha and the case of the seifa. They're both chatzitza problems.
When something is toivel, does it have to be all at once? In other words, let's say half the pot, and then maybe something that could move around. In other words, does it have to be all at one particular unit covered? Like when a human body goes into, I always understood you have to go in at one time. You know, you want your body has to be in at one time.
Correct.
But a pot that's a keli and a keli, so if it's moving around, it's floating a little bit, so maybe there's always going to be some form of chatzitz. It's not going to, at any point really, if it's tight enough, it's going to bounce against the side.
Well, it's not tight. You're not tightening. You didn't screw it in.
You're saying it doesn't have to be tight.
It's not screwed in. Just sitting there. So the nature is, we assume that the water is getting it has to go all one time, yes. But it's immersed. It's totally immersed.
Of course, it doesn't really help the inner pot, the inside of the inner pot, the inside of the inner keli, really, or the outside of the outer keli, really.
Why not the inside? Because the inside of the inner keli, that's not a problem.
Well,
the problem is the outside of the inner keli.
Outside of the inner, the outside's going to be immersed in the liquid. Inside the liquid. The inside will have what in it? Nothing.
Don't push it down until it fills.
I have two pots.
Well, then if you filled it with water, then for sure it would be touching the bottom. Or something inside. It would be waiting there.
If I take two kalim, one inside of the other,
yes,
and I put them in the mikvah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not, there's a little more space between them. It's not totally right.
Okay.
They go all the way down. Both are going to be full of water. Right?
They're both going down in there.
They're both going down.
Like the inner one's floating around. Up.
No, you have to totally immerse it. You have to totally immerse it. But the nature of water is, unless you do something holding it down, it moves. It causes it to float.
And would that knot that's under the water, would it eventually? I mean, it would eventually, everything would absorb water if it's down low enough.
Again, if you have a very tight knot, we assume that a tight knot will block the water from getting in. That's you know, that's all the issues of hair. When people go to the mikveh, we're afraid they have to come because maybe there's a knot. There's a tight knot. It's a problem with tzitzit. Samura says, therefore, even though both of them are a case of a mila, which the root of the mila is, we're more concerned with chatzitza by kaddish than we are by truma, we felt we needed to say both cases, and both would teach us the various different elements of how chatzitzas could be. Samura says, Rabbi Ila Latameh, Rabbi Ila is going according to his opinion. There are 10 milas in the Mishnah. Now, if you can't count the case of the kalim and the case of the knots, really you have 11. So what does it mean there's only 10? Because two of them really share the same root, the same concern, the concern of chatzitza. So once you make those two into one, you end up, instead of having 11, you only have 10. This statement that Rabbi Ila said, the name of Rabbi Ila Bar Papa, was Chomesh Rishonis Bein LeKodesh Bein LeChulin Shenasol Taras LeKodesh. Achronus the Kurdish, I will love the Kulun Shanasal Taras the Kurdish. We discussed before there's a concept called Kulun Shanasal Taras the Kurdish that which Ghazal gave their sanction and said that when this, if your person would like to eat Kulun and keep it at the same levels of Khumra of Tumah as Kurdish, it's considered a valid act that he's doing, and therefore, they will create on the rabbanon level. We're going to create these tumas, so this will it'll function as if it's tuma, as opposed to we don't say butla daitoy, and it's like he's done playing a game. Chazal gave it a sanction. It's actually this was the thing with that. There's X enough about the people out there who did it. Chazal gave it their sanction, and therefore it will actually get dinim halachas of how to function as if it's tameh. But that only applies to the first five chumras, not the second five chumras. My time. What's the difference in the first five and the second five? Chomish kamaisa, the first five. This the hudrara the tuma midaraisa. There is. You're dealing with a potential deraisa, which mikra din is not tomei, but you're dealing with a potential deraisa, or based on a deraisa. You're starting from a deraisa de halacha. So Chazal created that because of Rabbanon bein lekodesh bein lechulin shenasal taras lekodesh. Basraisa, the last lujor the tuma the midaraisa. Their starting point. They don't have a connection to a tumah deraisa. Therefore, gazu b'rabbanon the kaddish, but the chulin shenasal taras kaddish loy gazu b'rabbanon. They weren't gozer because in the case of chulin shenasal taras kaddish. So Rashi goes through some of them in the Mishnah, but. So the first chumra is the halacha of matvil and kelim v'seich kelim. So there you're dealing with concern of maybe there's on the rice level maybe there's a chatzitza. Now maybe the rice level we're dealing with a chatzitza which mikra than yat mukhadi chashish for, but you're starting with the rice concept of chatzitza. The case of acharayim matoich beset tzvita that Chazal were gozer by mashkin. That why would Chazal gozer by mashkin tuma? To be matama kalim. Normally, mashkim can't be matama kalim. There goes it because there are mashkim which with the rice are matama kalim. A zov, if had the liquids of the zov and the zova, his spits, his meriglayim, his shichlazera are matama mirarisa kalim. So there is a tuma mashkin which is matama kalim the rice. And chazal goes there other mashkim other that mashkim. So we're starting with the derisa dika halacha. And this is a medrash, this is a truma. So he has truma in a kli which is made out of cheres, which is not makabel tuma migaboy, but he's carrying something which has a din deraisa being matama, which has a din deraisa that it's can be matama truma. But we're saying that since he's not sticking into the aver, he's holding it in one hand, and he might the middle of the shuv the zol. Shuv zol is has a din the rice, when you stick it inside the kli, it'd be matam of the kli. But the answer is, you say, well, you're carrying the dish, you don't stick it inside. Well, maybe you might forget, we're not worried about it. But I tried this, we're worried about it. You might stick it inside. We're starting with the tomb of the rice. That's number three.
In this case, we're assuming that there's no beta tzvita in this kli in which he's carrying the truma, or is that considered a harayim also?
That's the basis. Tzvita is also is a form of. I mean, it's not acharayim; it's a case of tzvita, but it's not a tuma deraisa.
So both tzvita and acharayim would be in the same din for this case.
Correct. Okay. So big day oichle tshuma medras lekodesh. We say because we're gozer that maybe ishtin sat on it. We the tuma deraisa. In the case of then that's number of three. That's number. Four, right? Number five is the case of being matur menagav matur, which we're saying really is not number five. That's chesitzus. That's number four. That's still that's the same as number one. Because even though the person was careful to be nigmar b'tahara, but it's possible that the person had a person not been careful, and even gomer it, it can be mekamel to b'z deraisa. Okay, so tzirf kli, there's also things at a deraisa level, tzirf kli doesn't exist. We count 1, 2, 3, 4. Revi'i b'kodesh pasul shlishi b'truma. I mean, that's not a gzeira deraisa. That's the din. That's the ikara din. Tumas yadayim is batsim derabbanan. Din of oichlim the guvim b'yadayim m'sayev is b'truma. Again, you're dealing with tumas yadayim, which is derabbanan. And the oichlim b'chusik yipurim shlishi b'truma l'kodesh avol l'truma. That's he's not aware of any tumah. He doesn't have any tumah there. But Chazal says since he was Mesiach Daito and it's possible he was Tomei, so Mechai Vatvila. So I guess that will count that as Hesach Adas, it's, but there's no Chashash Be'etzim, that's called the race. Now, Tosfos has a kasha, Revi'i B'Kodesh, Shlishi B'Truma, that means that's mamash the race. So Tosfos says that Dror Tuma, the correct translation of Dror Tuma means that it has Shaychus. There's not shayach a concept of a shlishi and a revi when it comes to chulin shana. So chulin doesn't exist. The concept of a shlishi and a revi doesn't exist. So so you want to know, can it be shayach such a tumah by chulin? The answer is it can't be shayach such a tumah by chulin on the raisa level. Okay. The other issue which Tosfos grapples with is that there is a pasuk which indicates tzir of kli by kodesh is a din deraisa. It's not a gzera derabanan. That which we look at regards to kodesh, we look at all the items inside of the kli as one item, and therefore the tumah affects everything equally instead of counting 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it's a pasuk. That's more later on in Chav Dalet. So the chara that one. Again, since it's based on the pasuk is talking about kodesh. So the case, it's not shaykh to chulin. It's not shaykh to chulin. Doesn't chulin means we'll take tumas which apply to chulin, but you're not machmer. Well, since you're doing like taras kodesh, we'll give it a chumra and we'll be machmer. But you have a tumah which is not shaykh to chulin at all. Tosfos says that Chazal didn't make the exer in that case. Okay, that is Rabbi Ila's shot of the Mishnah. Let's see Rashi. Shakvedo shokli is chutzitz. Kvedo shokli apanimi, the weight of the inner kli, hamachbed alachitzen, which puts a weight on the inside of the outer kli, shumunach b'secher, which is it's placed inside. Chutzitz b'ne'amaya, it blocks the water from getting in. And it's feel oil up, lo lezeh, lo lezeh. So neither one is fully immersed because the water is not getting there. Come on, parach ihachi efil chumanami. If that's a real concern, it's a real bona fide concern. So why were Chazal worried about them when it came to chuma? Why only for kodesh? The more is kasha later on chav beizem and al. Want me to say for the more asked question, but if the problem of the reisha is chatzitza, but say for also you should say chatzitza. It's a problem of chatzitza. Two milas for the same reason is not necessary to say. The Maila Chriti, the Choshev Sefer, a different Maila, different Chomer, which we mentioned in the list further on, Habitaim Mishim Chatzitza, is also a Chatzitza problem. And therefore we would assume that Reisha Lav Mishum Chatzitza. Reisha is not a Chatzitza problem. The time the Tavayu Mishum Chatzitza. If both are Chatzitza problems, Lashmin and the Gabi Kurdish called them a Chatzitza postal boy. Anything which resembles a chatzitza is a problem. But by chuma, we only deal with something which mikir adin is really a chatzitza. To say, listen, by chuma, mikir adin is not a chatzitza. Don't worry about it. Amaisa, it definitely looks like a chatzitza. It would parallel a chatzitza. So, by kodesh, we're machmir. And that's the point. So then, list the chadimina, just list one of the two. And I'll understand this rule. So the verse says, no, I need to say both cases. Aduki Maharik, the nature of the knot is that it gets tighter. And therefore, the water causes it to get tight. So that's very close to being a chatzit. So that's why Chazar Mach were by Kurdish. But by comes to the weight of the Kli, Akwiya Makwale Lamon. So the nature of water is that it moves things around and lifts them up. So where it says Rabbi Ila the Uki Taima the Reisha Mishum Chatzitza is the Tame. So Rabbi Ila, who understands the Reisha, the concern of the Reisha is not something else like Rav is going to say at the bottom of the Omid, but rather over there the concern is Chatzitza. Letame, that is Rabbi Ila's Shita. Rabbi Ila. Letame, the Omer Esa Mila Shanokan. He counts 10 milas. Eilu Shabain Shuma Le Kodesh. Between Shuma and Kodesh. Now, the truth is, Vanan Yidal of Tanan Bay, there's really 11. Alahani Tarti, the Chad Taimu, Choshev Lukichada. And why is he only called them 10? Because since these two are both chatzitza concerns, we count them as one. So, in regards to your total, we say there are 10 milas. You can count them up in the Mishnah. So he says the first five apply to Kaddish. They also apply to Chulin, which a person is. Undertook to deal with it as if it's Kurdish. So even those cases of Chulin, we're going to have a halachic tuma because Chazal created this umbrella, this concept of a framework of tuma of Chulin, which you want to keep at the Chumash of Kurdish. Chazal gave sanction to that and they gave it a halachic status. So, Mirabonan, these will get tumas on it. But only the first five, chumras. So what's the difference? Drawer the tumah deraisa. Chashash tumah deraisa. There's a concern. Kli b'seh kli. If it would be considered chatzitza, tuma deraisi, that would be the deraisa level, would still be tame. So even though mikra, then you're not chushish for chatzitza, but what we're labeling as the concern is something which would generate the deraisa problem. So that's an issue of tuma of tuma's mashkin. The tumah de rabbanon hiaskinen, kelim which get tumah from the outside. It always with having the outside, not the inside. It's only by talking about when talking about tumas de rabbanon. Because that which mashkin or by tamakelim is drabana. But why did Chazal say that Mashke can metame kli? The Raisa of Mashke can't be metame kli, because kli is only accepts tuma from an abatuma, and a Mashke is not the Raisa. Mashke is never its own self-generated tuma. A Mashke liquid gets tuma from something else, so it's never an ab. So the answer is Chazal created the tumah of mashkim that's matamah kelim because hodam rabbanu mashkim matamah kli mishum gzeir the mashka zov v'zov, because there are liquids which are the raisa level kostum. We go in roika his spit meimei raglov and his meimei raglaim his urine, so those things v'hani matamah kli mida raisa, they generate tumah of the raisa level. And Chazal made all mashkin that they can put tuma on a kli a gzeira because of the our mashkin which generates tuma deraisa. Well, if it's tuma deraisa, that would affect the kli from the outset also. Doesn't make a difference inside or outside. The only kli which makes a difference inside and outside is kli cheres. We're not talking about kli cheres, we're talking about kli shetev. Kli shetev means all kelim besides kli cheres. Shetev means that you can wash them. Because at the raisa level, Kli Cheres has no, the Rabbanon also, but in the raisa, Kli Cheres has no Sahara b'mikvah. Although the kelim out of wood, metal, glass, etc., have tahara b'mikvah, but Kli Cheres does not. So all other kelim are referred to as kli shetev. You can wash them, you can put them in the mikvah and be matar them. Whereas by kli cheres, there's no process of tahara. The only difference is
like a mug, a coffee mug that's made out of clay, kind of.
Right.
So if it cracks or something like that, you could never put it in the mikvah. There's a crack, the handle cracks off, so there's a little bit of, I mean, it's not glazed anymore at one point.
Well, let's take a few steps. Number one, the kli cheres, which Zamora was talking about, normally was not glazed. And the issue wasn't, but the problem isn't that, but the problem is the tefillah we're talking over here is tefillah for tumah, not buying new kelim. Right, so you have a metal kli and a sheretz touches it, and a veil touches it, a mace touches it. You take in the mikvah and you retire it. Mace, you need the ashes of the peradum for it. You have an earthenware jar touches a sheretz. So the next halach is earthenware jars only get tumah from inside, not from the outside. Kli's metal, a kelim out of sheretz does not accept tumah. Tumah touches the outside of the kli. Kli is tor. Tumah touches outside of a metal kli, it's tummy. Take a sheretz, you dangle it inside the airspace of a kli cheres, it doesn't touch, it's tummy. Do that inside a metal kli, it's torah. So kli cheres works totally different than everything else. But now that it's tummy, that's it, can't fix it. Put in the mikvah, doesn't help. It doesn't, mikvah does not work for kli cheres. Doesn't take away the tumah. You can break the kli so that you don't have a kli anymore. You can't put it back together again because that'll go back together again. Right. So you want to get rid of the tumah. There shouldn't be tumah there. You can break it. Now, what do you do if you have a kli which is it's basically a kli cheres and it has a glaze on it?
If you break it, can you use up the pieces and make it again to another kli?
You could. I mean, it can't really. I mean, they don't. The earthenware doesn't. You can't. I mean,
it doesn't go back together so well.
It doesn't.
I thought you could ground it up like glass or something, maybe do it again.
Oh. That's completely different. You're turning it into dust at that point.
Well,
yeah, but it doesn't. Clay, which has been baked. Earthenware means it's been baked.
Can't rebake it.
It doesn't rebake. Doesn't function like clay anymore to come together. Doesn't have the properties of clay anymore that it'll become a kli. So, I mean, you can do it, but it's not going to hold. The only thing, you want to take the pieces and glue them together, you know, so it's gluing. It's a broken kli, which you glue together. The Raya said that that's not a problem. Certain cases, there are certain cases which we have with Shabbos, if it still can function as a kli, remember it can still hold, so it still has tumah because of that. And then if you take those two pieces and put it together, so you might generate tumah because of that. But okay. So, what was I getting at? So if I'm dealing with tefillas kelim, what we call tefillas kelim, when you buy a new kli and it's glazed and there's glass on the outside, glass is chayv in tefillah. So I deal with it as a glass kli, and I say it needs tefillah because when I buy it from a goy, that might be true. But that kli becomes tameh, and the basic root of the kli is earthenware. The fact that it has a glaze on the outside, you can't be matar of that the mikvah. It will not. So the law of we call tefillas kelim, which is buying a new kli from a goy and tefilling it, does not necessarily parallel lochas of tefillas kelim for tumah. That answer your question?
It does. Yes.
Okay. Let's hold it here.